I feel like I have something to share this morning. At the beginning of the year, the Lord gave me a special burden for the new year. And I believe He instructed me to share the Titus 2 message to our sisters as a burden of thought for the year. And that's something that I have this morning. Part of the Titus 2 message. Let's turn to Titus and look at chapter 2. He says here, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness." So that's speaking to me. I'll claim that aged women title. My hair is white and gray, along with the brown. So this is teaching me, "They be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." Now this is what the Lord has burdened me with this year, "that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet," verse 5, "chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." So this is a complete teaching for the complete body. It's aged men, aged women, young women, young men. But I want to focus on a word in verse 5 this morning. "To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good." I'd like to speak for a little bit on this word, good. I feel like that he is drawing from a teaching in the Old Testament that was given in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 31, and toward the middle part of the chapter, Proverbs 31, and verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." He won't have damage happen to him in his life. He can trust in the heart of this virtuous woman whose price is far above rubies. I think it's 1 Peter 3 that says that a meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price. Verse 12, "She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." I believe that's where Brother Paul gets this as he teaches Titus, that he should teach the young women to be good. It's not just a admonition with your finger wagging, "Now be good." But he's got a deeper meaning in mind, a quality, a characteristic that is intrinsic. It's part of the very nature, the very mind and heart of a virtuous woman, goodness. And this word means to be a benefit. God wants us as sisters to be a benefit and do helpful, kind, loving deeds as we go through life. That is what the Lord has burdened me to teach on this morning, to teach the younger women to do this, to be this. In your life, I want to encourage goodness, good deeds, and good works this morning in the right way, in the right perspective, that there would be benefits and benevolent, kind, giving, and loving come from our lives as women. So this says in Proverbs, she will do him good, starting with our husbands. It wouldn't do much good if we would go out and walk about town and do good things for others, but at home there would be a husband that is left without someone to serve him and do him good. That wouldn't work at all, would it? So our first duty is at home, to be good, do good for our husbands. I'm going to refer to something in the Old Testament. If someone could get it for me, that would be great, but I'm just going to refer to it. Moses invited his father-in-law and all of the community to come with them, the children of Israel, as they went on their journey. He said, come with us and we will do you good. When the people of God are on their journey to heaven, that's what we offer to others. Come with us. Come with us to heaven. And while we're on our way, we're going to do you good. And may that ever be said of us as the people of God, that as the people who join with us and go with us to heaven, that we do them good. And this says the virtuous woman does her husband good and not evil. Lord, help us to never harm anyone, to be harmless and holy as the Son of God was. In fact, we have this scripture in the book of Acts. Peter telling about Jesus as he preached to the people there in Cornelius' house. Acts chapter 10. He tells about Jesus. Of course, Jesus is our supreme example. Jesus did what we should be doing every day. And Peter said to the people there, the word which God sent, in verse 36 of Acts chapter 10, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which I first published, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So that is what Jesus, our example, did. He didn't go about harming people. There's a scripture that tells how Jesus was holy, harmless, undefiled. He never did anybody any wrong. As was brought out earlier, the disciples asked him, you want us to call down fire from heaven and destroy these people who won't receive you? Jesus, no. You don't know what kind of spirit that's moving, that kind of thought. That's a vengeful, hateful spirit. But Jesus didn't have that kind of spirit. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power and went about doing good. So we are to do good. I was burdened to teach this. Teach the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. That is what we are to do and to be this morning. As our example before the world, it is first at home to do good, to be good, to have the fruit of the Spirit. Look in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Here's this quality again mentioned as one of the fruits of the Spirit. In Ephesians 5, we see it again. Ephesians 5 and Nine, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Just a little bit different grammar form of the word goodness as a noun now. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now, to be balanced, my burden is mainly to the sisters. But we have here the brothers were exhorted that they should be examples as well in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Now, I just mentioned that because it's in the word along with the other verse. So remind us that we're all to have good works benefit others, be a blessing and a help, edify others. Edify means to build up. One other scripture that is from Proverbs says that the foolish woman tears down her house with her hands, her home. She does things in her home. The foolish woman does this, tears it down. But we know that the virtuous woman, she does good. She builds it up. She edifies and is a benefit. Ephesians, oh, I read that one. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now, the thought about good works, I want it to be balanced as well. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but, which becometh women professing godliness, but with good works. So we are to adorn ourselves, sisters, with good works, works of benefit and kindness and help to others. Now, I want to balance that out. It is not our good works that save us, but because we are saved and because we have accepted the free gift of righteousness through Jesus Christ, He wants us to be a pattern of Jesus Christ and go about doing good. Not to be saved, but because we are saved, to show Jesus to the world, to be an example, to be a pattern of good works. Because in Ephesians 2, we read that it's, for by grace, verse 8, are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So this is the plan of God, that we be clothed, that we be adorned with good works. That is what God created us as women to be adorned with. Not of works, though our salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship. So the adorning that we are to have is from heaven. And we see that in the book of Revelations, where He saw the redeemed and they had white robes. And the white robes is the righteousness of saints. Now, I've been saying some things that the world strongly disagrees with this morning. I read a comment about Proverbs 31 by a woman, and she said, if I ever find that Proverbs 31 woman, I'm going to slap her silly, because she thought that she presented an unattainable and impossible example. And that's what this word good is going to evoke out of people who don't follow the Lord, who don't have His righteousness. People say, "That's not me. I'm not good. I don't want to be good." And so we want to watch our attitude as we read these things. I'm reading from the scriptures. I'm reading from the Bible. This is not from any person. It's not from me. But he said that the righteousness of saints was a white robe given to the holy people that he had washed and cleansed with his blood. I read there that it said, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Another thing that I want to bring out is from Revelations also. It's what he wrote to the church at Ephesus, I believe it is, the Ephesian church. In chapter 2 of Revelations, in verse 2, "I know thy works." He knows our works too, church at Junction City. This church at Ephesus, they had good works. He said, "I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted." He sounds like the people that Jesus described in the Sermon on the Mount, that said, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?" That's Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22. "And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Then I will profess unto you, I never knew you." Because in the verse 21 it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So we can't trust in good works to save us. In Titus 3 it says, "It is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." And yet we are to be adorned with good works as a robe of righteousness that God puts on us. It's not our good works that we will proclaim. When we see the Lord in judgment, he said, "Many will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name done many wonderful works." We can't hold them up as something to make God allow us into his heaven. Only the blood does that. But he asks and he teaches us who have been washed by his blood, put these things into your life. Be a benefit. Do kind deeds, lift loads, help carry burdens, have a heart that's open to helping one another, sharing, giving a gift, whatever it may be that the Lord shows us is his will. "He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So I hope I have presented this to you in a balanced way. The way that the Word teaches, it's very clear that our works, God knows them. And God looks at them in a very different way than the world looks at them. But we are commanded to be rich. I believe it's in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 17, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded or proud, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, share. One of the children had a verse this morning that said, trust in the Lord and what?
Do good.
I noted that. We have these different scriptures that let us know that this is very important to God. It's not for our salvation or our acceptance into heaven, but it is a requirement for those who are saved to be rich in good works. Someone sent me a message this past week, and they said something that really stuck in my mind. She said, a loaf of bread here and a pot of soup here. And that really touched me. I thought, Lord, am I doing the practical things for people? And about 3 weeks ago, well, it was the day before Mother's Day, whichever week that was. But I was in Walmart, and I heard a terrible sound. It was the sound of a little child breathing who couldn't breathe right. It was an awful, almost a machine sound. And the little boy was running, it looked like with an older group, maybe his grandparents. But that little boy was sick. He couldn't breathe right. And I tell you, my heart went out to him. I thought, Lord, I've never heard a child breathe that way, my children or my grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for healthy children. But Lord, heal that little baby, that little boy. He was about 3. Heal his body. And it came to me of what Jesus would have done if he would have ran into that family at Walmart. What would Jesus have done? You children tell me. He would have no doubt reached over and touched that little child. That's what he did. He went about doing good. And I thought, how can I do that? I thought, I can pray. I can pray. I can reach and touch that little child through prayer. So have not quit praying for that child. Trust that by now he's breathing much better. I will never know. I will never receive on this side any reward for that, for those prayers. But oh, that would be wonderful if someday I would hear, we had a little child and somehow he began to get better. And he began to quit breathing so bad, and God must have just touched him. I don't know how. That would be a wonderful thing. I'll probably never know that this side of heaven. But I just trust. And then a week or so after that, I was entering or coming out of a hospital, and a woman was sitting there in the lobby coming out. And I said, hello, how are you? She said, oh, I'm having a bad day. She was in pain. She said, my sugar's high, my pressure's high, I have arthritis. And I looked down and her toes were red and swollen. She said, I've got awful gout and it's hurting me today. And I could tell by the way it looked. And again, the Spirit of the Lord in me wanted to touch her, say, be well. I didn't feel free to do that, but I felt God was wanting to touch her. So again, I just began to pray, Lord, touch this dear woman. Help her in Jesus' name. And I believe that the Lord wanted to help her. We may not be able to do for every person that we see, or, you know, we may have limits to what we can reach and do, but the Lord wants us to have hands and a mind to reach out and help others as much as we can. Jesus said to the woman, or about the woman who poured out her ointment on him. She hath done what she could. That's all God asks of us, is to do what we can. Do we have an opportunity? It says in Ephesians, I believe, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. So I want to encourage the sisters this morning, the young sisters and us older ones, let us be examples of God's goodness and the fruit of goodness in our life. Now, fruit comes from a union. Fruit comes from when a flower, the parts have been united, and there's fertilization there, and that begins to form a little fruit. Fruit from the Holy Spirit in our lives comes with us uniting with God's Spirit and Him coming into our lives. And like the song we sang, Spirit holy in me dwelling, ever work as thou shalt choose. When it's His Spirit flowing through us, we will be, as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. We don't ever want the good works that we do to bring us glory, to make us have a name in the earth. We don't want that. We want the Lord to be glorified. We want His will to be done. We want the light that's coming out of us to be His light. We want to be clear and free from our works, that the light coming out of us would be God's works. I thought of something I want to share with you in Acts again. Chapter 9, this time, in verse 36. Now there was at Joppa, that's where Peter was close to Joppa in Lydda, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is by interpretation called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. So, in the scripture, we're told to do this, and then we're also given an example of a person who really lived. She was a real person. People knew her. It was known of her that she did good works and alms deeds. It came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. This woman, it says, was full of good works. She made outfits for the widows and their children, the fatherless. And they showed them to Peter. This is what she made when she was alive. These are the things that she did for us. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Then it tells how that he stayed there at Joppa for a while until Cornelius sent for him. And it was in Cornelius' house that he told about Jesus, as we read, who went about doing good. No doubt his heart had been touched greatly with Tabitha and what he saw there, the good works that she had done, the widows that she had helped. And it made him think of Jesus, who had also gone about doing good, healing those who were oppressed, saving and helping people who were in trouble. That's just, as we heard in the lesson this morning, God wants us to have a heart of love just like that for people. A heart that reaches out to the distressed. A heart that recognizes a need. A heart that knows what that need should have. The touch. A heart that is in touch with God, that can reach out and touch those people that need the help. A heart that is in tune with God, that can pray the prayer of faith. This is possible because here is a woman that did it. This woman died and the Lord raised her up. Not every woman who's full of good works is raised up. We know that. There were many in this time who passed away and was buried and still awaits coming of the Lord. There have been in ages since then women full of good works, men too, who have died and God allowed them to stay dead. This is something that's always touched me ever since I was a little girl, the story of Tabitha. How God raised her up, Peter prayed, and lifted Tabitha alive. Thank the Lord. I believe by Tabitha's life and death and resurrection, she was a great example, helped people to believe. It was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Just like Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Yes, Lord. Instead of thinking, "Well, I want to slap Tabitha silly," or the Proverbs 31 woman, let us have a heart that is open. Lord, I want to be filled with the fruit of your goodness. I want to have works in my life that would show your glory. I believe God would be glorified if we had an humble heart desiring to serve others, our husbands, our children, the church, strangers. All of these things have been mentioned in the scriptures of those whom we are to serve. Well, I believe that's presents the burden that the Lord gave me. Please pray for me. I want to live when I'm preaching. I want to be this in my own home and in the community where we are. The Lord would bless us to have people. Let's see, I keep thinking of a scripture, and I thought it was Ephesians, but I believe it's Galatians. Let me just look here in Galatians. Galatians, Ephesians. Okay. Galatians 6 and 10. "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Sometimes young girls and young ladies say, "I don't like to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook." But did you know this is one way that the Lord would use us to be good to our husbands and our family and to the world around us, is through our hands cooking and serving for others? I have found that to be so. I encourage the young ones, and I'm talking to those who already do that, so I know it can be done. We want to, as I said before, invite others to go with us to heaven and say to them, come with us, and we will do you good. We will be a benefit and a blessing to you. I want to reiterate again that our good works are not to be done for the praise of men. Jesus said, take heed that you do not your alms before men. And here he just said, let your light so shine before men. What's the sense of that? How do you put that together? I believe we can. I believe we can allow God to shine through us and it not be ourselves and it not be our works that we could boast about and trust in, but it can be God working through us, shining through us, so that men may see and glorify God. Amen. Pray for me.